Okay, good morning again. Good morning. For the ones who doesn't know me, my name is Jonas. Nice to meet you all. I'm from Brazil. Yeah. Good morning. Yes, good. All right. And I'm one of the helpers in the church here in relation to helping the youth to grow in faith, strength, and wisdom. And it's been a wonderful job. Today, before I start the message, just would like to celebrate, because today is the stone mile of my second year here in Concordia. So praise the Lord for that. Yes, I praise the Lord. Amazing. He's just amazing. He's just amazing. 2 years ago, I was in my house feeling like nothing. I'm not doing anything for the Lord. I'm just trying to live my life here and survive and praying. And I said, Lord, I want to help. And Louise, at the same time, was praying over the map saying, Father, in somewhere in this world, there's someone to help us in Concordia. And God just linked our prayers and who we are. Okay? So praise the Lord for that. Simple. Before I start talking, two things. I would like to apologize. Not about my accent, because you guys should be used to it already. Okay? Simple. Now, two things is, one, that I talk too much, and if you see that I'm speeding on the words, hey, Jonas, please, slow down. Okay? And the second thing is, I like the interaction, okay? I don't like to stay in the front and say, good morning, everyone, and it's good to see everyone, and I might speak be a bit loud sometimes, okay? It's part of the culture of Brazil, okay? You're a lot of people, like laughing, you like dance, I might dance a little while, okay? But it's okay, it's part of the process. As long as you praise the Lord, as long as you do everything to honor Him, that because He deserves the glory, the honor, forever and ever, and amen. So before I start, let's just bow and pray. Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you so much for this amazing Sunday, Lord. Thank you so much for under any circumstance, my Father, you brought us here to your house, to your place, to worship you and to praise you, Father. Lord, I just like to ask you, Lord, to use my body as a vessel, my Father. May my mouth be your mouth, my Father. May my brain, my understanding be your understanding, Lord. Use me as a vessel to pour out blessings upon your people, my Father, because you love every single person that's present here, Lord. No more, no less. You love us equally and unconditionally, Lord. So, Father, thank you so much for the opportunity that you're giving us today to learn more about you, Father. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I give my life to you now in relation to the teaching, Lord. May you teach, Holy Spirit, because you are our teacher, our advocate, our helper, our comforter, our friend, and so on, Father. So I praise you, Lord, and I thank you so much for everything, Lord, that's going to happen today. In Jesus' name, my Father, amen. Amen. All right. The theme of our message is the voice of praise, reviewing the importance of praising the Lord. Yes. Okay, I'm not going to talk something new. I believe that if you are coming to the church for a little while, if you're a Christian for a few years, you've heard about the word praise before. Yes, am I right or wrong? Yes, definitely. So I'm not going to teach nothing new here today, okay? Simple. I'm just going to bring a revision. And, well, the most beautiful part of it is the word of the Lord says, meditate on my word day and night. Do not let my words apart from your heart. So simple example, as you read the Bible, you might read today. If you read the same scripture tomorrow, the Lord might give us another understanding. Am I right or wrong? Yes, beautiful. Okay, you can say yes, yes, yeah. No, just no, okay? Feel free to contribute, okay? Simple. I like some noise too, just to keep us awake as well. Why? Because today is Sunday morning and it's a bit cold outside. So simple, okay? So as you read the scripture, you can read the same scripture every single day and ask the Holy Spirit to teach us, and He's going to give us some understanding. So today I'm going to review the voice of praise. Before I talk the voice of praise, simple thing. God created the world in words. Okay? That's a very interesting statement. The Lord's been talking to me about it. Yeah, we just read today James chapter 3 that talks about mind in the tongues. And the Psalm 91, the promises of the Lord upon our lives. Okay? So through His words, we can learn more about Him. And God created the world in words. He said, there shall be light, and there was light. Beautiful. And He created animals and everything that existed, separate the waters from the sea, from the shore, and so on. So He used words to create the earth, okay, and everything. However, He told to him one thing now. After He created everything, He said, hey, Let's now create man. And the man, he did with his hands. Okay, just keep this in the back of your head for the moment. Okay, and then God created all things and saw that it was good. Beautiful. God created everything, and after every single creation, I believe that God was like, yeah, nice, you know? He needs to rest that day. And the next day, he created something, and he saw again, beautiful, amazing. And he created animals, even the ugliest animals that you can think that is ugly for you, for the Lord, it's beautiful. Okay? So that's why when he created every single person here, he saw you and say, hey, you are beautiful. He's amazing, okay? Awesome. Next part. How God see us is a question that we can ask ourselves every single day. And then, how we see ourselves. Are we seeing ourselves the same way that God sees us? We're viewing. God created the world in words. Then he saw that it was good. And he sees us in a way. And we see ourselves in a different way. Jonas, what do you mean by that? Okay, how do we see ourselves, okay? Most of the people might see themselves as the young man on the side of the mirror or the elderly person on the other side of the mirror. Independent of how you see yourself, okay, that how God sees you, that's the question. So simple, some people say, I'm not good enough. They look at themselves in the mirror and say, I'm not good enough. They might look at themselves in the mirror and say, I'm not perfect enough. Some people look at themselves and say, hey, you know what, I'm not righteous enough. I'm not supposed to be in the church today because I've done something wrong this week. And I don't see myself in the right place at this moment. I don't see, you know. Oh, I'm not beautiful enough. The beautiful enough is a very good example for my job today. I like to rephrase that. I'm a personal trainer. I work in a gym. People spend money to have beautiful bodies. And I tell the guys, I'm sorry, I'm not going to sell you a beautiful body. I'm going to sell you health. I'm going to help you to get healthy. And I don't want to see you like modeling and so on. No. I really want you to enjoy the life and to take care of the body. That's the temple of the Holy Spirit. So simple. The people are not being happy with themselves. They do some plastic surgery. Is this right or wrong? That's not my will to judge. It's up to every single person. But God created us according to his image and likeness. So he created you and he saw that you was good. Okay, simple. All right, but the other thing is, some people think I'm a mistake and so on. And you can drag all 3 hours talking how people think about themselves. Some people have pride about themselves. I'm so good. I don't need anyone else. I'm so beautiful, look at me, everyone loves me. I'm so famous, and so on. So two ways that they think about ourselves goes two ways. But the main thing is, who told you that you look like that? Who told you that you're a mistake? Who told you that you're not beautiful enough? Who told you that? And some people say, that was the enemy. The enemy was telling me that. Hey, hang on a second. The enemy cannot go inside your mind. And the beautiful part that Romans tell us about the renewal of your mind. So be careful to watch your thoughts. The Bible talks about it. Watch your thoughts. Watch what you're thinking about. So the main thing is, when you see yourself down and doubtful about yourself, keep this in mind. Sometimes the enemy is going to use this as something to put you even lower than you're feeling. But the main thing is, keep this in mind, okay? Then, how God sees us. Okay, God's a proudful father. I guess he's amazing. He's the one who sees us in a very interesting way. And the beautiful part of God is he sees us as his child. Yeah, the ones who accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior have the honor to be called children of God. Awesome. Second part, he sees us perfect in his sight. What does that mean? Does that mean that I'm perfect all the time? Hey, hang on a second. He knows that you're going to make mistakes. He knows that you commit some sin along the way. But he knows that when you ask him for forgiveness, he's able to forgive and forget all of our sins. However, he tells one thing to us. Go and sin no more. He said, tell us, move on. Okay, but in his sight, you are made perfect in his sight. And that's what the word says in Hebrews 10:14. No condemnation through Jesus Christ. You are not condemned. Even if you don't feel yourself, I'm not righteous enough, I'm not righteous, I'm not good enough, he's not here to this thing. You know, through Jesus Christ, you are saved. It's not through your sacrifice or through your work, but through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you can go on about the conversation about the blood of Jesus Christ. We had a very interesting lesson with the teenagers the other day about it, and it's a very interesting conversation to talk about. But then, he sees us according to his image and likeness. In Genesis chapter 1, let shall make man according to our image and likeness. Yes? Nice and simple. So that was pretty much the introduction. Okay? The main thing is, can you go back and start all over again? Oh, I did so many wrong things. I'm not beautiful enough. I'm not sure, and so on. Can you go back and start everything again? No, but you can be born again. Simple, okay? You can accept Jesus Christ and say, "You know what? Jesus Christ, I give my life to you, and the blood of Jesus Christ washes you all over from your sins, and you're good to start again. Your future, your past is forgotten, but your future is still clean." Okay, and in Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So as the Lord cleans you, renews you, you are born again, you're new again, and so on, then the Christian journey starts. Okay? Simple. Now, we're going to talk about a very interesting part that happens with most of us. When I first came to Jesus Christ, I confess, I thought, what? When I accept Jesus Christ, my life will be perfect. My life will be amazing. I'm going to have just good times in my life. I'm going to sing hallelujah the whole day long. And I'm going to become rich and famous and the problems are over. Ha! It's so interesting. And I love when the people preach this in the churches today. Come to Christ and your problems are finished and so on. I love when the people are talking about that. And I started struggling because when I started facing the challenges in life, I said, Lord, didn't tell me that I was going to have a beautiful and easy life. And he told Jonas, go back to my words. Hey, start reading again. And then I could see, it's not according to what I was thinking. And that's the most interesting part. However, he tells us that we're going to have a life, an abundant life. What does that mean? A life full of stories. Am I right or wrong? Yeah, good stories or bad stories, eh? I have some people on this side here that have lots of stories to tell, eh? And that's the main thing, you know? Doesn't matter your age, you are continuous growing. You are growing continuously. And even into the grave, you're going to still continue in learning lessons. Simple as it is. That's why God's so amazing. And does the life finish here on earth? No, when you finish the life here, we have two ways. One way is to the top with the Father. The other way is far from the Father in a place pretty hot and stinky and so on. Okay? I don't want to be there. Okay? I don't know about you, but I don't want to be there. I'd rather be close to the Father because I love him and his presence is amazing. Okay? Awesome. Meaning of the word praise. You hear this word praise a lot, eh? You hear the word, let's praise the Lord. We just sung right now. And your praises will ever be on my lips. Simple. The word of praise means to express gratitude or admiration to something great that happened to a person or with a person or to a person. Or something, just a gratitude expression. Thank you so much for today. Oh, thank you so much, Lord, because you gave us the sun. Thank you so much, Lord, for the beautiful people playing the music. Thank you so much for the beautiful people that came to church today. He's praising the Lord, recognizing him. Some people like to praise famous people. Thank you so much, Justin Bieber. You're so amazing. I love your music. Oh, not against him, okay? I'm just giving some examples, all right? Then, people like praising food. I love your burger sandwich. The guys praise my chicken burgers every single Friday. I love your chicken burgers, eh? Okay? Simple. Okay? Simple. So, as you can see. But then, simple thing is, can praise be done in silence? What do you guys think? Can you praise something in silence? You can think about it, eh? But when something good happens with you, let me give an example. Sorry for my acting moment now, okay? I'll try to use a bit of acting here. Simple example, easy for the people, okay? My team, let's say, I don't know if I have supporters from Eagles or from Fremantle. I'm not supporting none of them, okay? But a simple example. A beautiful game. Let's say I'm a supporter from the Eagles and my team won. What did people do? The team won. Okay. Go home. No. What happens if the team wins? Yeah. The guy scored a goal from far. Yeah. The guy got kicked in the face. Yeah. Oh, no. Hey, you're going to say, be careful with that, okay? See, but other example is, you are studying for an exam, and all of a sudden, you got high mark on exam. I got high mark on exam. No, hey, you got to tell some, hey, that's good, hey, you celebrate. You cannot be quiet. A very good example about it is King David, when he was celebrating that the ark was getting to the city, and he couldn't stop. It wasn't his pajamas, dancing, singing, playing tambourines, and his wife was just out there and saying, hey, he's making such an ugly moment right now. He's putting the shame on himself. You know, what is he doing right there? You know, but he didn't care. He was happy. So when you praise, you cannot hold yourself. And if you look to the side, you see the people looking at you, hey, what's happening, you know? And the people are going to look at you down, but they don't care, you know? You're just so happy. You cannot stop praising. So when you praise the Lord, it's something that comes on you, and you cannot hold it. You know, so simple. So praise is to express the gratitude. When I got to the airplane before, when I was coming to Australia for the first time, I said to the child of the airplane, as soon as the airplane took off, I was like, yeah. Then all of a sudden, I look on my side, the people on the airplane looking at me say, hey, what's happening? Oh, sorry. I just put my head down and tried to be quiet, you know? And as you can see, you cannot hold it, you know? You cannot hold how to praise the Lord. So I have many examples of how to praise Him. So the main thing is, why do we praise the Lord? And you've got a few points, okay? I just got 7 points. There are a lot more. If you keep reading the Bible and ask the Lord for knowledge, He's going to give you a lot of words in relation to that. So one of them is praise. Get your focus off ourselves and back to God. Okay? The main thing is the Bible tells us to praise the Lord. Né? Praise the Lord in all circumstances. Né? And the Lord's Prayer, it's a very good example about it. Because the Lord's Prayer, it starts like that. You guys can help me because you know more than me. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, all together. Heavenly Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will. Beautiful. Stop over there. Beautiful. As you can see, you're already exalting your Father. Father, hallowed be your name. How great you are. How amazing you are. You are so great. You cannot even express how great, hallowed you are. Hallowed be your name. May your kingdom come and your will be done. Awesome. You're already taking yourself away from the position, say, Father, you are better than me. You are higher than me. You are higher than my problems. You are higher than my knowledge. Higher than everything I can imagine. So already putting yourself away, okay, from the Lord. And then in Psalm 35:28 says, in my tongue shall speak of righteousness and of your praise all day long. King David. Very interesting. So as you can see, he was talking to us in a very simple way. Well, we might be the person that was walking around and doing his job and carrying his sheep around up and down, I don't know. But he was praising the Lord. Lord, thank you so much for this. Weather that's too hot. I thank you so much because the sheep are so stinky. I thank you so much because I don't find shade to hide myself and so on. And as you can see, praise, okay? Take us away from take our selfish ways away from us and let the Lord start being glorified in our lives. Number two, praise brings us to a place of humility. In Isaiah 41:13 says, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. What's the biggest enemy of the human beings? Is it Satan? Is it the devil? Is it some angel that was in heaven then fell off the head on earth or so on? No. Our biggest enemies is our pride. Am I right or wrong? What am I talking about pride? What's pride, Jonas? What's pride? I don't need anyone. I'm good enough. I don't need you. I can do everything on my own. And the Lord didn't make us to be alone. He says in His words, it's not good for the man to be alone. Yes, let make him a companion. He's talking about the couple, men and women. But as you can see, he's already telling us not to be alone. You cannot do everything alone. Adam was working so much on his own that he was getting tired. The Lord said, hey, he needs some help. And even us today, for example, nowadays I have so many help that I cannot even stop praising the Lord of how much help I have worked with the guys around here. And it's amazing because it's volunteer, come from their heart. Jonas, can I help? Of course you can. No, do you need help? Of course I do. Okay, and that's beautiful because alone you cannot do the things. The only person that's successful alone is the famous Sylvester Stallone movie, Rambo. There's the only man who can rescue the whole nation with a machine gun and a knife and the red band on his forehead, you know? Rambo's for my time. I don't know what's the hero for this time, you know? But let's see. For my time, Rambo was to be the biggest thing, you know? But humility is the main thing. We've got to humble ourselves before God. The ones who exalt themselves will be humbled. And the ones who humble themselves will be beautiful. As you can see, I'm not teaching nothing new. We're just reviewing. Okay, simple. We all know these words. Okay, next point. Praise make the enemy flee. I like this part. I guess it's a simple story in the book of Chronicles about the King Jehoshaphat. Let's go back to the Old Testament and review some stories. When I first read this story, I said, yes, that's good. I actually know the story of the people of Israel with Joshua when they were in the city of Jericho. Yes, and the Jericho walls came down. And how did the Jericho walls come down? The people were, the Lord gave them an order. Let's scream. We scream for the walls to come down. So the people were like, No. They screamed so loud, the walls shook and came down. Okay? But I thought that that story was the only time where there was victory over noise, over praise. You know? And as you can see, the story with Jehoshaphat. Let's review this story. The city was surrounded by two armies or two enemies, big armies, and big armies are way greater than the people. Israel and the guys were desperate and said, Jehoshaphat, the king, you are going to die because there's so many people outside. I'm just rephrasing, okay? That's not what the Bible says, okay? I'm just rephrasing the words, okay? It's in a simple way. Lord, there's so many people outside there, and you are going to be crushed by these guys. You are going to be crushed. I'm worried. And Jehoshaphat was also worried because the number of the armies was great. That's what the Bible says. The two armies are so great. And Jehoshaphat told all the people of Israel, hey, let's all pray. Let's all put our knees on the floor. Let's all pray together and ask the Lord for direction. And so all the population started praying. Doesn't matter the age. That's what I like the most about the Bible. Hey, even the babies have to be part of the fasting, for example, or part of the prayer. Even the kids, put everyone to pray. Let's pray. And then as all the city was praying, they received a message from the Lord saying, listen, you're going to send the Levites, the worship leaders, in front of the army to praise the Lord. From there and get the army behind them. But take no weapon with you. Hey, sometimes God tells us to do something. His Spirit leads me where my trust is without borders. Sorry. Let me walk upon the water, whatever you may call me. He says, okay, so come, Peter. Come on. Peter gives you a step. Oh! He started soaking now. He started going down to water, okay? And because he doesn't know how to swim. What happened is, the Lord tells, hey, just come as you are. Oh, just go. But Lord, I don't know the Bible. Just open your mouth and my Spirit will speak through you. So in that, getting back to the story, the Lord told us this army, hey, do you guys trust me? You prayed. I'll give you the victory because I, the Lord, is your victory. No, and I'm your commander. That's what he said to the people. And the people had to do what? Trust him. So they started marching towards the two armies. And what they did, they shout loud, a loud shout of praise to the Lord, to Lord. And what happened to the two armies? The two armies started attacking each other. They didn't know what to do. The noise was so loud, they started attacking each other. And they killed each other. When the people of Israel got there with no arms, no weapons, nothing at all, they saw all the people dead over there. What did they have to do? The Lord is so amazing. The people are dead. But there are so many jewelries or so many rich stuff, the people just had to use their free hands to collect what's good for them and take back home. So, in praise, the enemy can flee away from you. And the word says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Simple, eh? Okay? Beautiful. Next point for us. Number 4. Praise leaves no room for complaining and negativity. Okay? Let's stand up a little bit for me, please. Everyone, please rise. Stand up, please. Yes, that's it. Okay? Awesome. Good. Beautiful. It's okay. Take your time. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Now look to your right and look to your left. Okay? Is everyone on the same height as you? Yes or no? Very loud. Yes or no? Okay. Is everyone in the same way as you? As long as the person is your twin brother, similar. Yes or no? Is everyone similar? Yes or no? Beautiful. So the people often complain about, I don't look so good like that person. Comparison. Look around you now. Okay? Can you see the same clothes that you're wearing somewhere else? Some of them in the same shop. Kmart. Big W. All right. It's all right. Okay, please, have a seat. Have a seat. It's just a simple exercise. I like to keep the people moving, okay? Nice and easy. Then keep us awake as well. Simple. But as you can see, as you look around, no one is the same height as you. No one is the same way as you. You have made the likeness and image of God. However, we are all made different. We are all unique. And often the people like complaining. And what happens when you're on the side of a person who complains a lot? All of a sudden, now the person starts complaining, my life is so bad. Man, you don't know what happened yesterday. Yesterday this happened, that happened. For example, my last weekend, I was supposed to have a dinner in someone's house, in Sarah's house, and all of a sudden, I was so busy, as soon as I picked up Chris from his house, my car broke down. Beautiful, Saturday night, and I took the twin truck. All right, on Sunday morning, I had to come to the church here by train. Beautiful. But I have to go to the other church by train. Awesome. Then I have to visit some other people, but I got a bicycle as a donation. Praise the Lord for the bicycle. All of a sudden, the tire was flat, and I had to walk the whole way home. That was so hard. That was so hard. If we start complaining about the life, we don't see the goodness. And when you start complaining with someone else, the person gets drawn to a complaining shoe. And he starts complaining, you should see my life. Yeah, I'm in the same situation. Hey, my mom was so mad with me last night and so on, you know. And as you can see, complain brings complaint. And complain brings negativity. And how bad is negativity? What happens with us when you start feeling negative? As you can see, you feel tired. You don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like, you know, even talk. And as you can see, so what happened is, when you start complaining, you're using, let's go back to James 3, you're using your tongues. Tongues can be used to praise, and it can used to be bringing curse. And as you can see, you've got to use your tongues wisely. A small tongue can put a fire in the whole forest. A small amount of fire can burn the whole forest. So as you start speaking bad stuff about yourself, what happens is, you're already moving yourself in a way that your body's already feeling that you're going to go down. As you can see. So praise. When you start praising the Lord, the thing becomes different. And as you can see, the word says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks to the Lord. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. It is not just a teaching, it's a command. And our job is to obey the Lord. And it's easy to do that. Rejoice always. My tire was flat, 45 minutes away from my house. Sorry, I got excited about it. 45 minutes away from my house. As soon as I started praising, I praise you, Father. I praise you because this tire is flat. I got to walk, and I'm not supposed to walk because my foot was hurting. And all of a sudden, I started praising the Lord. My phone rang. Oh, Jonas, what are you doing? I'm pushing the bike back to my house. What? Yeah, actually, I push bike back to my house. But pushing, why? Because the tire is flat. So I come to pick you up. A person was the other side of the city. He wanted to see me because he forgot something in my car. So, Jonas, on the way to your house, I pick you up. I just praise the Lord even more. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you so much. Why? Yes? Just before I go, what's your name? Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. Okay? We praise the Lord. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Every day. Amen. Beautiful. Let me tell you one thing. You know? As you can see, we just got an example of what is a spiritual warfare. Okay? Many churches ignore this subject. Many people ignore this talk. You know, talk about something serious. praising the Lord is not easy. Some people, it's easy to say thanks to the Lord when everything goes well. It's very easy when everything is going properly. My job is going well, my school is going well. But when life is going hard, how can you praise the Lord? Beautiful example. What do you do with people like that situation? You pray for them. Because God loves them in the same way that He loves us. You know? And He's feeling persecuted because actually, definitely, He's in a very strong, powerful thing trying to lead Him away from God. What do you do? In the name of Jesus Christ, rebuke all the enemy in that family, in that person's life. Because the words have power. The enemy lost all the control of that family. And I declare that in the name of Jesus Christ. And you hear back from DJ Roman, come back soon, say, hey, my life was changed. I don't know how, but you know that it was the Lord that did everything I need to do. You cannot go and help him, but the Lord can. We can reach when you cannot reach. And that's what matters the most. Okay, let's praise the Lord. Okay, and keep going. Okay, awesome. So as you can see, praise leaves no room for negativity. And a beautiful example is, one thing I like about the Bible, talks about the prophets. The prophets, when they bring a message to the people, were they very happy about it? Not at all. The prophets were persecuted. They were killed. They are smashed. Most of the time, these guys say, what are you doing? You should say things that goes against the people's will. Why? Because when we start walking away from the Father's understanding, we start listening more to ourselves, not listening to the Lord. And as you can see, the main thing is, when the Word of God comes to you, it's going to be challenging. I give an example. Father, I want to be used by you. That was my prayer. 2 o'clock in the morning, my phone rang. Eh, Jonas, I need some help. I said, Father, not now. Oh, I already started complaining. Can you see? It's straight away. If you want to be used by God, it's hard. It's not an easy path. And the Bible tells us, hey, deny yourself. It's the hardest thing. Not deny the enemy. Resist the enemy, but deny yourself. And that's the, one of the things that's supposed to follow. And as you can see, the praise leaves no room for complaining. As soon as I started complaining, I started praising the Lord. Don't even give me space. It's okay that you're going to face some situations that are very embarrassing. Okay? But towards the day, you praise the Lord for everything that happens. Because praise helps us to get close to the Lord. Help us to take our selfish ways away from the Lord and bring us close to the Lord. And give us space for the Lord to work in us. And that's what matters the most. Next point. Okay? The Lord is where there is praise. What does that mean? Okay? Psalm 22, verse 3. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Okay? Wherever you start praising the Lord's there. He's always going to be with you. The Bible tells us that He's never going to leave you or forsake you. That's the main thing. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. However, He's going to be there with you all the times. Then, simple question. Do you feel the Lord's presence all the time with us? Should we live 24 hours? Ah, I feel the Lord's with me. Ah, I feel the Lord's with me. Ah, so good. Not really. Not really. But we know that He's there with us. We know. We know that. How do we know? I know that. Because my Father says so. What do you mean? The Bible tells us to be like a children. What tells the children? Did something for the children. What do the children do? Oh, why am I not doing that? Because my mom says so, or my father says so. Oh, but no, you can do it. No, no. My mom says no, I won't do it. And the Lord tells us to be like children. That's a very beautiful part. Let's be like children. How do you know that God's with you? Because I know it. But I'm going to die. I don't mind. I know where I'm going. And so on. So when you praise the Lord, when you praise the Lord, He's here with us. As soon as you start praising the Lord, His presence just overflows the place. You might not feel anything, but He helps us to speak. He brings us back memories of Bible scriptures. He motivates us. He encourages us. Last week was in my workplace. My manager complains a lot. I shared this story before. No, no. And all of a sudden, I started praising the Lord. Father, I won't give you space for complaint. I'll praise you. The atmosphere changed in the gym. Where the people should come laughing. I had such a beautiful evening. And it's happening every single day. Why? Because when you praise, the Lord loves it. Because you are recognizing who the Lord is and what He's doing for you. And that's beautiful for us. And then, number six, praise refresh and renew our spirit. What I just said before, okay? You show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are the pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11. Okay, if you go for the Psalms, there's so much praises on the Psalms, within the Psalms. There's so much ideas of praise. I praise the Lord for His my fortress and strength. I lifted up my eyes to the mountain. And where does my help come from? You guys can complete this one for me. I lift my eyes into the mountains. Where does my help come from? Creator of heaven and earth. Beautiful. Okay, so we know these scriptures, but often you forget. But as you start praising the Lord, He brings back to your memory what you need to remember. And as you start praising Him, He brings a rejoice again. He brings joy back again. And this joy, this renewal of our spirit, brings us to the point number seven. Miracles happen. And I really like that example of Paul and Silas in Acts, chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. Paul, very interesting person, have the life transformed with an encounter with Jesus Christ. And I like that example because my idea was when I become Christian, I will have a beautiful and easy life. Yeah? And all of a sudden, Paul met Jesus Christ and said, hard is going to be your walk with me. You're going to pay what people need to pay to walk with me. And Paul went through very, very big hardship. And on that time, Paul and Silas were bashed and put into prison. I don't know for how long. But while they were in prison at that time, they started praising the Lord. And you all know the story. What happened when Paul and Silas started praising the Lord? The chains were broken. Only their chains or the whole prison? The whole prison. And what happened with the prisoners? Did they run away? No way. It was such a miracle. They didn't know what to do. The prisons were open. But they said, no, we're going to run. I don't know what's happening over there. And they were free. When you praise the Lord, it brings freedom. Freedom from curses. Freedom from bad words thrown up against you. Freedom from negativity. Freedom from any spirit that's trying to drag you down. Freedom from anything that's trying to put you away from the Lord. Freedom from temptation. And as you can see, a simple word in the Bible, praise the Lord. Praise. You know? And how hard it is to praise the Lord. It is hard. And don't tell you that it's easy. Because we try to be followed by our feelings. I feel like doing this. I feel like doing that. I feel like doing that. And the words tell us, hey, whoa, listen to my voice. My sheep will hear my voice. And the ones who love me are the ones who obey me. Not the ones who feel like obeying me. Did you see the understanding? And that's what happens. Simple. So when you praise the Lord in any situation, good times, I praise you, Father. Hard times, pushing the bike, I praise the Lord. And miracles happen. How come someone decides to go to my house on a Sunday afternoon, rainy day, and decides to give me a call? Jonas, I'm going to go to your house because I need to pick something with you. That's the Lord. Say, hey, I'm happy with that heart. That doesn't make me the most clean and beautiful person. But the Lord loves me. And that's what matters the most. He tells us, hey, I came to bring you a life full of stories. He didn't tell me that it was going to be easy. When I received the message from God, Jonas, you are going to go to Australia. Usually the people tell Jonas, tell me about your testimony when you were before Jesus Christ. I don't even remember that anymore. The Lord forgot about it. Why should I remember? I don't want to care. I don't want to remember anymore. But tell me about your life with Christ. I came to Australia. University degree, master's degree. My first job, cleaning buses. In Joondalup, washing buses in Joondalup. Beautiful, I was happy. My first job, I couldn't speak English. And my following job, cleaning toilets in nightclubs, washing glasses in nightclubs. And my bosses, they didn't have half the education that I had. And I was there washing and doing the handy job. Dirty, stinky. Used to serve people, the people look at me, you know, like, you could see the rejection upon the people. Until my pride started kicking me. Hang on a second, what am I doing here? I'm cleaning toilets, I'm doing this and that, and I have a master's degree. What am I doing here? What's going on? And then negativity. As soon as I started getting negative, I started breaking the glasses, getting angry, and so on. And all of a sudden, I had no money to go back home, when the, I don't know, I started going back home, walking from the city to my house, 2.5 hours walking. It's a long walk. Okay, but one of the nights, I was complaining, I was crying, I was sad, I was tired, I was drenched because it was raining and 2 degrees, and I was very mad. And all of a sudden, I thought, what am I doing? Why should I start praising the Lord? Why don't I praise the Lord? And I say, Father, I thank you for everything that happened here because I am living my dream. I'm living what you told me to do. I came to Australia, you told me you were going to take care of me, and I praise you for that. And as soon as I started praising the Lord, so many things happened. So many things changed. I left the bar work, the restaurant work, to a better work in the casino. Then from the casino, I started working in the gym, and I'm doing what I was studying to do back in Brazil. And as you can see, praise you can take you away from the place you're on, the pit, and it can make miracles in your life. And I'm getting a visa from somewhere that is very, very impossible for people to get from, a gym. And as you can see, God make impossible things through praise. I just want to rephrase this one, okay? Rephrase. So God can make miracles through praise. But whoever has breath, praise the Lord. Psalm 150 tells us, praise the Lord with your voices. Praise the Lord with your singing. Praise the Lord with your dancing. Praise the Lord with your walking, with the clap of the hands. And he finishes like that. Every being that has breath, praise the Lord. And my question for you is, we have 2 choices. You have the choice of praising the Lord, or you can spend your whole life complaining how hard life is. What is your choice? And I finish like this. We praise the Lord, Father. Thank you so much, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I praise you, Father. Okay? All right.